truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. If you've ever driven a truck, you'd agree there are blind spots to the front and sides of the cab, right? Well, a truck driver in the UK has broken ranks and said he believes not seeing a cyclist near a truck can only be the failure of the truck driver. Clive Matthews drives a 24-ton rigid truck. He's told Forbes that truck drivers just need to take more care. He says it's not a blind spot, it's a fail-to-look spot. Forbes is looking at the issue of truck blind spots after a truck driver was cleared following a coronial investigation into the death of a cyclist in London last year. Peter Fisher was killed when his bicycle was hit by a truck being driven by Samantha Southouse. She says she checked all her mirrors before driving forward from a standing stop, not seeing that Dr. Fisher had stopped to the front of her vehicle. A police officer told the inquest that the physician would have been obscured from the truck driver's view, and images in the truck's convex mirrors would have been heavily distorted because of Dr. Fisher's position on the road in front of the truck. The coroner recorded a verdict of accidental death and no evidence was found of poor driving, but Clive Matthews believes truck drivers should shoulder more of the blame in incidents such as this. He demonstrated to the publication how a bicycle was always visible from the driver's seat, saying that to avoid incidents such as the London fatality, the driver just has to actually look. He says the whole blind spot thing is a myth to excuse drivers who haven't bothered to look. Volvo Trucks is looking at a new concept that sees used electric bus batteries utilised to power apartment blocks. The Swedish manufacturer has established an energy warehouse in Gothenburg using recycled lithium-ion bus batteries that are charged by solar panels up on the roof. Why use the old bus batteries? Well, they say the application could solve the problem of what to do with batteries after use in on-road applications. The research project sees the bus batteries get a second lease of life as solar energy storage units with a view to cutting the property's power consumption peaks and to store or sell surplus solar energy. Meantime, Volvo is also investing big dollars in inductive charging. The truck manufacturer doesn't see a big future in overhead wires and pantographs to charge electric trucks and buses on the go, and this is something that we've seen trialled in Europe. Instead, they believe the future will be somewhat like smartphone inductive charging, where the vehicle will be wirelessly charged either on the go or when stopped at traffic lights, bus stops and the like. The Freightliner Cascadia will land in Australia next year, and it looks like we won't miss out on the new tech coming into the big-selling model, America's best-selling prime mover in 2018. It was announced recently that the Cascadia was to receive a tech upgrade that would enable it to operate at level 2 autonomy. That means the truck's brain can operate the steering, the brakes, and the accelerator at any speed. The only question that remained unanswered, though, was whether the local version of the truck would have the full kit of self-driving tech. Freightliner Trucks Australia director Stephen Downs says he's excited to be part of a company that's investing so much in driver assistance technologies. He says this will help our customers in the real world, and he says we look forward to introducing some of the features showcased in the new Freightliner Cascadia. We'll bring you more updates on the Freightliner Cascadia as additional information comes to hand through 2019. There looks to be some upgrades coming through for one of Western Star Truck's most popular models in Australia, the 4700. Daimler Trucks, parent company of Western Star Trucks, have let us know that the updated Western Star 4700 will be on show at this week's World of Concrete event in Las Vegas. Samantha Parlier, Vice President of Marketing and Product Strategy for Western Star, saying we have many new updates and options to the 4700 that will boost performance, comfort, safety and productivity for any job. We'll bring you more details following the show in Las Vegas. Iveco has a big 2019 ahead, led by the arrival of the new Aussie-built Iveco Stralis X-Way. There's also an all-new Australian-built Iveco Acco in the pipeline as well. But to make way for the new products, Iveco dealerships need to clear out the stock they already have on hand. To do that, as everybody knows, the best way is to offer some great deals. Iveco's let us know they have generous offers available on a wide range of trucks and vans until the end of April or until stock runs out. Prospective buyers of the daily, van and cab chassis will receive an additional 2 years, 80,000K extended warranty on their purchase. That brings total coverage to 5 years or 200,000Ks. Plus, Iveco will also provide 2 years of free scheduled servicing, while those in the market for a heavy-duty truck are also being looked after, with Iveco offering a bonus $3,000 Visa debit card on all 2018-plated Stralis models. To capture a record 30th straight year on top of the Australian new truck sales market, Isuzu had to sell just over 10,000 trucks locally in 2018. And, as we know, they achieved that feat last year. But to put it into perspective just how much bigger the US truck market is compared to ours, Isuzu sold nearly 24,000 trucks in that market last year. And while that was a record total for the Japanese brand in the US, market leader Freightliner Trucks sold more than three times that number of vehicles. Nevertheless, the 2018 result for Isuzu Commercial Truck of America would have Isuzu HQ in Japan feeling positive about the future in North America. The record total was the fourth consecutive year that the company has eclipsed the previous year's performance.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Keep up to date with all the latest truck and bus news at heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus reviews, industry news, podcasts, interviews, owner testimonials, and opinion can all be found at Heavy Vehicles. Heavy Vehicles also covers the big topics: electrification, road safety, autonomous truck and bus technology, and the global driver shortage, to name just a few. And read more about ride-sharing type services making their way into the Australian road transport industry. Check it out today, heavyvehicles.com.au.